Growing up as a child in my mother's care, my mother told me she would always be there for my. Now I'm a grown man living on my own. I can truly say Jesus, he ain't never left me alone. Every now and then I have to tell him, Lord,
it's all right to clap your hands.
But tell the Lord that sometimes, Lord, I'm on you. Let me say it one more time, and I'll go on ahead and leave y'all alone. Growing up as a child in my mother's care, I never will forget it. My mother told me that y'all, Jesus would always be there for mine. Now I'm a grown man, living on my own. I'm so glad today I can truly say, sometimes I lift my hand and say, Jesus, he ain't never left me alone. Tell him, well, ain't nobody but me and Jesus, Lord. I ain't got long to sing, but let's just go ahead and tell the Lord,
I'm depending on you.
If anybody in this place can lift your hand right down the road and tell the Lord,
I'm depending
on you. Let's go and drive this thing. Can't sing it long, but let's just tell it. I'm depending. When my money gets funny, when my chains get strange, when my friends get few, don't know what to do. I done found somebody I can lean on.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm standing at the top.
gonna make it in God's kingdom. You know what you got to do. You got to take the right road. That's why I made up with my mind. I made up.
Grow. Oh, one. When I get weary and my path is dark, when my way gets blocked and I lose my cause, I pray and I connect it to my power.
Make everything. He said he would make everything. I just want to take time to tell you a story about a man called Shao Yong. Yong joined a dead church. They didn't believe in shouting. They didn't believe in dancing and speaking in tongues. But when they opened the doors of the church, John joined that church. And when John joined that church, he came in dancing. Everybody got disturbed. Because John was dancing all around the church. The deacons ran, sat him down, he jumped back up. They tried to hold his legs, his hands were gone. When they turned the hands are loose, the feet were going. It's just like fire. It's just like fire. Shut up in the bone. Well, they did everything they could to stop old John from shouting. And when they couldn't finally stop him, they made up in their mind, we got to go out to John's house, y'all. But something is wrong with him. Doesn't he know? We don't act like that in our church. Doesn't John know? We've got dignitaries in our church. We're going. We're going to John's house. Well, when they got out there, they found this old 86-year-old man. Him and an old beat-up mule plowing. Plowing in the field. They drove up out of the deacons. They got out of their fine cars. They walked over to John. John looked around at the whole mule. Walked over to him and said, brother, I know why you've come out here. You've come out here to tell me that I praise the Lord too much. You've come out here to tell me that I dance too much. One of the deacons told him, if you don't stop shouting, if you don't stop dancing, we're going to put you out of our church. Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. Wait a minute. Don't forget it. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. John said to them, well, put me out. I can't hold my peace. Did you see all of that land you just drove up on? He said, God gave me all that land. But you don't want me to dance in your church. Said, look at my sons and daughters. Said, God gave me all of my children. Not one time have I been to the courthouse. Not one time have I been to the cemetery. But you don't want me to dance in your church. Then he said, look at me. 6 years old. I'm still able to walk down behind that old mule. I'm still able to harvest my own crop. But you don't want me to dance in your church. Listen, Brother Deacon, if I can't shout in your church, hold my mule. I'm going to shout right here. That's the way I feel right now. I feel like old Shao Yong. I know we got some dignified folks in here, but I come to tell you, I feel like praising him. Oh, I feel like praising him. Praise him in the morning. while you have a chance. Anybody? Oh, we'll be right back.
tell you this one. It's Jesus. This one. It's Jesus. Same man. Went out and died for you and I. Talking about Jesus. Same man. Humbled and died for you and I.
To him. yes, you have. Oh, yes, you have. And I want you to listen. And let's go to Jesus. And let's have it. Yes, sir. Tell me that the time. Oh, yes, it is. I believe it's going. Oh,
yeah. Why y'all looking at me like this? Everybody look at me like this. Yes, sir. Listen at this here. Listen. Don't let the devil rise. Oh, no. Lord, let the devil rise. Can I tell you what happened? Well, come on, get with me, because I'm on things I get tired. Don't let him drive your car. Some of y'all got the devil riding with you. Oh, don't, Lord, let him drive your car. Can I tell you what happened? If he drive your car, he'll take you too far. Don't let him drive. Play, bro. Y'all ain't too scared to come on and clap your hands, everybody. Come on. Everybody. Get out of here. But listen at this here. When folk used to go out too, they still do. But see, when people used to go out, they weren't stiff like some of y'all is. They didn't just sit there. People be up on the party. Hey! And no, we ain't drinking no cognac tonight. And we ain't got no cavassier. But you know what? I heard the William brother said this here. If it can't get me higher than the Holy Ghost, I don't want it. Thank you, Brother Melvin. Thank you, Brother Doug. If it can't get me higher than the Holy Ghost, I don't need it. Woo! Now, if y'all really got it, clap your hands. Come here. Y'all say, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. No, 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 no.
Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it.
That's enough, y'all. Don't do it, say.
Don't do it, don't do it.
Well, here we are again in the service of the Lord. And since we're here, we're going to invite the Holy Spirit. Come in and bless us real good. Come on.
In your anointing in this place.
Send it, Lord. Send it, Lord.
In your anointing in this place.
Send it, Lord. Send it, Lord.
In your anointing in this place, Lord.
Send it, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Send it, Lord.
In your anointing in this place.
Send it, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
We can do nothing
till you send it, Lord.
We can do nothing till you send it, Lord.
In your anointing
in this place.
Oh,
Lord.
Send it, Lord.
Send it, Lord.
Send it, Lord.
Send it, Lord.
Send your joy in this place.
Send it, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Send it, Lord.
Send your joy in this place.
Send it, Lord. Send it, Lord.
We need joy in this place, Lord.
Send it, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Send it, Lord.
Send us your joy in this place.
Send it, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Send it, Lord.
We can do nothing.
We can do nothing till you send it, Lord.
We can do nothing.
We can do nothing till you send it, Lord.
Send your anointing.
Send your anointing in this place.
Send it, Lord.
Send it, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Send it, Lord.
Send your love in this place.
Send it, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Send it, Lord.
Send down your love in this place.
Send it, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Send it, Lord.
We need love in this place, Lord.
Send it, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Send it, Lord.
Finish the love. Place, Lord.
Send it, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Send it, Lord.
We can do nothing.
We can do nothing till you send it, Lord.
We can do nothing.
We can do nothing till you send it, Lord.
Send your anointing.
Send your anointing in this place.
Lord.
Send it, 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 Lord.
We gotta have your anointing. We gotta have your anointing. Gotta have your
you won't let it be so the world can see. You are my Lord, my God, Lord, you by everything. And I'll never turn back on love, no matter what heaven see. Out of everything that I've been through, I have to say that the Lord is good. Even though I'm not done everything, church, like I really should. Believe in the power of God, that right now I'm talking to you, and you wanna tell me.
Your heart first, and be grateful, cause it could have been a lot worse. Beauty to ashes, cleaning off all of the dust. Just give me a touch, I'm waiting on God, no rush. Lay your hands on me, Jesus, take a chance on me. Teach me lessons, cause I know you got plans for me. You've been there for me, God, you never ran from me. I know you care for me, brother, say a prayer for me. We need more faith, the Lord, take the fear from me. We must stand for what's right, so take the chair from me. I lost a lot of friends that's no longer here with me, and I can't make it on my own. Lord, I need you, you, you. So Lord, tell me what to do, do, do. I know that your word is true, true, true. You make all things new, new, new. Now come on.
Fellas,
Lord, I need you.
Come on,
Lord,
need a doctor just to ease your pain. All you gotta do, bow down and call on his name. Whatever you want, whatever you need, ask God in faith. He'll give it to you. He'll give it to you. Ask God in faith. He'll give it to you. Whatever you want, whatever you need, ask God.
Set apart for you, Lord. when it seems like your problems seem more than you can bear.
Sometimes she can't get up and cook nothing. Sometimes I have to help her out of the bed. Sometimes I have to walk her sometimes. Sometimes I have to walk her sometimes. She said, the reason I want a job, I want to help grandmama pay our bills. I said that to tell y'all young folks something. You ought to be glad. Some of y'all ain't never been hungry in your life. You ought to be glad. You ought to set up right now. Let's say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, thank you.
He's in the hospital.
He's in the
tell how he's even in Africa, y'all. Is it in your soul? Are you trying to fool me? Because if it's in your soul, you couldn't be laid back like that. Is it in your soul? Sometimes when you hear somebody holler out, it don't mean nothing wrong. It just means something good is going on. Sometimes I feel this curve, but you know what I do? I steal away. Lord, I knew you knew all about my trouble. I want to ask y'all something. How many of y'all know God will make a way? I want to ask you something, then I'm going to leave you alone. How many of y'all been sick in this field? I'm talking about real sick. I'm not talking about no headache. I'm not talking about no stomachache. I'm talking about something that a Tylenol couldn't do. How many of y'all been sick today? You see, a lot of folks feel like when they take medicine, medicine is what do the trick. But if you read the label says shake it and then take it. Like you see, the reading wants you to shake it because when you shake it, everything starts moving around. And when you shake it, you ain't doing nothing but shaking a fever. That's when the healing go on. That's when the healing go on.
Welcome to 30 Minutes Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, heard Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. You can call in right now at 347-215-8049. Hebrews 11:1, and it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Join us as we touch and agree by faith, believing for your miraculous deliverance and healing. As we join together in unity, touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus Christ. Come and join right now, live. 30 Minutes Power of Prayer. Let's go live. Oh, gracious Father, our God, creator of this universe, Father of all, above all, through us all, and in us all, we humbly submit ourselves to you on this day in the name of Jesus Christ. We are so grateful, God, that you have allowed us to see a new day, and we just thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, O God, for your Son who rose from the dead, and even though they thought they had killed him when he was on the cross, but he got up on the third day. And we honor and worship the Son of God. And we thank you, God, for giving your Son for all of us, that we all may have a right to eternal life. We pray for each and every heart that's in every home. Bless them mightily, God, each and every woman, man, boy, and girl, that they are truly blessed today and covered under the blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior. On this day, we thank you, God, and we give you all the praise in Jesus' name.
I will not be silent. Help me. me sing that. I will, Lord, worship.
As long as
I'm breathing,
I am free.
I will
always worship you.
Let's make it together. And I will.
Down.
Hey,
when I don't feel let me be as gold, pure gold, refined as fire. My heart's one desire is to be I choose to be
Into your presence. What a wonderful joy by a new and living way by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And Father, you've become our protector. You're our deliverer. You've become our shield. Your word says, for thou, O Lord, you are a shield for me. You're the glory and you're the lifter of my head.
Set themselves against.
And his glory shall be bringing you the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby. Come on.
Traditional music.
And you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the wave.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church, located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. We tell God thank you, yes I do, for another day that he has made. I tell God thank you because, yes, he is the same God today that he was on yesterday. He's the same God today that he will be forevermore, and I tell God, thank you. I thank God for being the God that looked beyond our faults and saw that we were sinners and had mercy on us and sent his only begotten son that we might be redeemed back to him, and I tell God, thank you. Who wouldn't serve a God that loves so much with that agape love? I tell God thank you. I thank God for this opportunity to be back one more time that let me know that I'm still in the land of the living, and I tell God thank you. And as you come to listen on today, that's a clear indicator that you are still in the land of the living, and I tell God thank you. Father God, we thank you for this brand new day. We thank you for being the Almighty God. And Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, as we come at this hour, we ask you to forgive us for all of our sins, God. Oh, Father God, we repent in the name of Jesus. Father God, we stand in the gap for others in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, pour out your wisdom and your knowledge, God. Let them know that they got to repent, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know that they got to forgive, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I thank you for how you watched over us as we slept on last night, God, and you encamped your angels round about us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I ask that you touch right now, God, those that are going through surgeries, God. Oh, leading, God, your doctors and your nurses and your surgeons, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, you do it, God. Oh, Father God, bless your apostles, bless your prophets, bless your evangelists, bless your teachers, bless your pastors, God. Oh, Father God, strengthen them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father. Father God, build them up where they've been torn down, God. Oh, Father God, let them stand on your word with boldness in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I thank you for the angels that you have encamped round about us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, you said in your word, no weapon formed shall prosper in the name of Jesus. And I tell you, thank you, God, for all things, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name. We ask you to allow your Holy Spirit to continue to move, God, in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, we ask that you bless, God, that you save, that you sanctify holy in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things. For it's in your Son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Father God, bless bereaved families. Comfort, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let them know that you know all things, God, and that our ways are not your ways. Our thoughts are not your thoughts, but you are the Almighty God, and you know what you're doing, and I tell you, thank you, God. Oh, Father God, I bless you. I praise you, and I glorify you. For it's in your Son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for this brand new day that he has made. And when I tell God, thank you for being the same God today that you were on yesterday, God, today that you will be forevermore. As we serve him and we grow in him, he proves himself. The word of God let us know without faith, it's impossible to please God. And as we serve him each and every day, our faith grow in him. And he never, ever let us down. He might not do it the way that we think he should do it, but he always does it that he gets glory. And I tell God, thank you. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. We invite you to come out and worship with us if you so desire. Your home church, come first. But if God lead and guide you to come and worship with us, please do. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study, except for the third Tuesday night. And on the third Tuesday, we have noonday prayer starting at 12 o'clock noon. We ask you to come out and go in prayer with us. And when you finish, you can leave. If you so desire, you can stay. I tell God, thank you, because the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And the prayers of the righteous, God hears. And I tell God, thank you. And on July the 2nd, I will be going to St. Luke Missionary Baptist Church in Nashville, North Carolina, along with my church family, to bring the message on their Women's Day service. We ask you to come and go with us. If you can't go, be in prayer for us. And on July the 22nd, 21st and 22nd, the date may change, but we'll be having our women's conference at Christian Life starting at 10 o'clock a.m. We thank God on Saturday, and at 7 o'clock if we have it on Friday night. But we invite you to continue to listen and come and join us. And we tell God thank you for having the opportunity to come and teach the word on NFI Radio. And we thank God that on the first and third Tuesdays at 9:30 a.m., Pastor Michael Austin, the pastor of New Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, have come on board and join us to teach the word of God, to preach the word of God, to do what God have called him to do. And I tell God, thank you. We ask you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10, and on Thursdays from 1 to 1:30 p.m. Because, see, I want God to get all of our glory. And I tell God, thank you. As we come back on today, we started talking about what the gift of God is, eternal life. And I thank God for how he gives us gifts and don't even have to pay for them. And as we serve him with our whole hearts, he will come in and be our Heavenly Father with his Son Jesus and the Holy Ghost, talking about eternal life. We already established this life that begins the instant that a person turns from sin and turn and become committed to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And babies, that's a good thing. That's a blessed thing. Because when you turn from sin and turn unto God, you have the right to eternal life. That's life with our Heavenly Father, with his Son Jesus, and with the Holy Ghost. And I thank God for his loving us so much that he sent his only begotten Son on our behalf. And I tell God, thank you. As we come talking about eternal life, I tell God, thank you. Because before we gave our lives to God, we were walking in sin. And as we walked in sin, we didn't have a relationship with the Father. We had a relationship with Satan. And when we had that relationship with Satan, we were headed for death. I tell God, thank you, that when we turn from our sins and turn unto God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, we have the right to eternal life. The Word told us that God gave us the gift of eternal life. I tell God, thank you. Romans 6, verse 23. The Word of God said, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I thank God for his loving us so much that he gave us the gift of eternal life. See, nobody else can do that. As we come back to talk about the gift of eternal life, I tell God, thank you for loving us so much. See, man can't love like God loves. And there are days, have you ever had to ask yourself and tell yourself, self, love like God love. Love like his Son Jesus love. I can't do this with my love, but I need your love, God. And as we trust him and have faith in him, he would teach us to love our enemies just like we do our friends. And I tell God, thank him. With the gift of eternal life, we also find that the gift of God is his provision of grace. And when we talk about grace, we find that when we have grace, we have the favor of God. And his grace, God's grace, will free us. And it's free, don't have to pay for it. It's undeserved love that never, ever quits. Because remember, when we were yet sinners, he loved us. And I tell God, thank you. As we look at grace, grace is a gift of God that comes eternal life, yes, through Jesus Christ as our Lord. And I tell God, thank you. Because grace gives us life. But when we look at the word trespasses, trespasses is sin, and it brings death unto us. And when I say death, might not mean physical death, but we are spiritually dead. In order to be have the spirit that lives, we must have Jesus on the inside. Listen to this. It said, God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of one man, and that one man was Jesus Christ. He's the one that brings us everlasting life. He's the one that brings us eternal life. And I tell God, thank you for his grace, as he loves us unconditionally when we were yet sinners. See, when we're going through this physical life, people might not always like us, particularly when you serve the true and living God. But one thing that I do know, that when I turn away from sin and I turn unto the true and living God, I got the gift of eternal life. Not only do I get it, but any time you turn from sin and you turn unto God's Son Jesus, you receive the gift of eternal life. Don't have to wait until we die, but we have that gift right now. Every day that we live and we serve God, we have that gift of eternal life, because to die in Christ is gain. And I tell God, thank you. As we look at Romans 5, verses 15 through 17, the word of God say, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, which more the grace of God and the gift of grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, abounded unto many. And not as if it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. It's nothing that we can do, but it's through his Son Jesus that we have the gift of eternal life. It said, for if though the offense of one many be dead, which more the grace of God and the gift of grace, which is by one man, Jesus, won't nobody else. It was Jesus Christ that made it possible. Listen to this. It said, Paul stresses the supreme adequacy of the redemption provided by Jesus Christ to undo the effects of the fall. And as we know, Adam fell. He was the one that brought sin and death. But through God's Son, Jesus, he brought grace and life. I tell God, thank you. It didn't take a whole house full. It only took one to bring about grace and life. And I tell God, thank you for his Son, Jesus, and all that he is doing in our life. When you serve God, babies, there's benefits. You get grace. You find that you get eternal life. And guess what? It don't cost you anything. It's because of God's Son, Jesus. And I thank God for finding favor. And you have to glorify God for him sending his Son, Jesus, that we might have the right to the tree of life. I tell God, thank you, because had it not been for him, we wouldn't have the opportunity to have eternal life. I thank God that his Son came, that we might be redeemed back to the Father. We were lost. See, Adam sinned. And I know there are those that when we think about Adam and Eve, I've heard people say Eve made Adam sin. But Adam had a choice. Eve had a choice. And even in this day that we're living in, we have a choice to serve God or not to serve God. The Word of God tells us, choose you this day who you're going to serve. And Joshua said, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. So when you choose to serve God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, you have the right to eternal life. And this is an everyday journey to serve God. And as we serve Him and we live the Word of God, we grow in wisdom. And as we grow in wisdom, our faith grows. As our faith grows and we trust these under the robots, God, even the more, God, I thank you, you find that you are sold out and you won't let nothing come between you and God and His Son. I tell God, thank you, as we serve the true and living God, not that we can buy it. It's a gift that comes from God. Remember we were talking about birthday gifts, gifts just because I'm your friend. Those gifts are physical gifts. But when we're talking about God's Son, Jesus, that's spiritual. He is divine. And as He is divine and He walked in flesh, it didn't change Him. He was still part of the triune. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for the gift of grace, because it's His grace and mercy that kicks us each and every day. And as we are going through, when we're in the valley, guess who's down in the valley with us? God's Son, Jesus, is in the valley. When we feel like we're on top of the mountain, He's still giving us that gift of eternal life. He is there with us. When we're right in the middle, so we think, and everything is okay, He is there. And I tell God, thank you. When we err and we repent and we are truly godly sorry and we ask God for His forgiveness, not just to get out of trouble, but because we are truly sorry for that sin that we committed, we still have the right to eternal life. And I tell God, thank you. When we look at the gift of eternal life, we have provisions that are powerful. We have life, and we have it more abundantly. But the wages of sin is death. And sinners, people that sin, see, we've all sinned and come short of God's glory. But when we sin, we get what we deserve. Yeah, we do. But as God bestowed that free gift of eternal life, and as a believer in Jesus Christ, and we receive eternal life, we don't deserve it. No, we don't. But God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I trust God. I believe His Son, Jesus. I trust Him. I trust the Holy Spirit. And because I trust, and you trust, and they trust, we have that gift of eternal life. And I tell God, thank you. And that gift that He gave us of eternal life, I thank you, Holy Ghost, is Jesus Christ, God's Son. I thank God for His Son. And as we look at the Word of God and we see Paul teaching the Word, I'm one that when I look at Paul, who used to be called Saul, because he was a he was trying to get to Damascus to get a letter to destroy God's people. But on his way there, he had an encounter with Jesus, and I thank God for that encounter. I thank God for knowing what we need and when we need. As I read the scriptures that Paul penned, I thank God how he stood on truth. Paul never took down, and he's a good example for us as mankind that we should not take down on the word, but we should stand as Paul was teaching the word of God. He was talking about that indescribable gift. If we look at 2 Corinthians 9 and 15, I tell God, thank you for all things great and small, that indescribable gift. What are you talking about? Paul said, thanks be unto God for his indescribable gift. And that indescribable gift was his son Jesus coming to earth for us. And I tell God, thank you. Have you ever tried to describe Jesus? And as you say, he's the almighty, he's powerful. Then there's another description that comes to talk about he's our healer, he's our deliverer, he's the miracle worker. He's the God that's everywhere. He's the God that knows all. He's indescribable. You can't put a few adjectives or adverbs on him, and nouns or verbs, but the list keep going on and on and on. And I tell God, thank you. Who wouldn't serve a God that loves us so much that he gave us the right to eternal life? We also find that Jesus called himself the gift of God. When he said it, no, he wasn't being boastful, but he knew who he was. And we find that as we serve God, we got to know who we are and whose we are. John 4, verse 10. The word of God, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Jesus was letting her know that he would have given her the Holy Spirit, that's living water. Physical water is good, yes. But I thank God for the living water, his Holy Ghost Spirit. I thank God for that living water. As Jesus was talking to the woman, he let her know that whosoever drink of this water, which was that physical water, would thirst again. But he let her know that whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. I tell God, thank you, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him as a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. It don't start and then stop. But Jesus had to let the woman know that that water that he would give would spring up unto everlasting. And everlasting is synonymous with eternal life. And I tell God, thank you for that water. Because were it not for God's son Jesus coming, going on the cross for us, we wouldn't have the right to eternal life. So the water given by Christ means spiritual life. And I tell God, thank you. There's physical things we can do without, We need the Holy Ghost to rest on us, to rest in us. That living water, that water that gives eternal life. As we have that water, it requires us to have a relationship with God and His Son Jesus and the Holy Ghost every day. We can't just serve Him on Sundays and Bible study nights and special occasions. But we got to commune with His Son Jesus every day, all during the day. As we continue to serve God's Son Jesus, you're going to find that you grow in Him and you have that desire and you have faith in Him. And yes, you want eternal life. As you serve the true and living God, you can't just drink of this water some days and serve Satan the other days. But you got to serve God and His Son Jesus and the Holy Ghost every day. And as we serve Him each and every day, yeah, we do have the right to eternal life. And that right only comes through His Son, Jesus, who God the Father sent on our behalf. I tell God thank you for that gift of His Son, Jesus. Yes, I do. And as we have a true relationship with Jesus Christ, we have the right to eternal life. And I tell God, thank you. As we have the right to eternal life, we can live to live again. When we come back, we will finish talking about eternal life. And don't forget, it was God's grace that made it possible for eternal life. And His grace was a gift also. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer.
We have come to you this day, stressing all we have to face. Fear has tried to cloud our thoughts. Recall to us, Lord, who you are. Send a reminder. Send a reminder. Send a reminder. Oh.
in trouble get you down.
Worship to you tonight, Jesus. We come because we want to worship you with everything that we are, God. No matter what we came in here carrying tonight, Jesus, we want to say, God, that you're still worthy. You're still deserving of our all. We lift our worship to you, Jesus.
Name that's above all names.
with our hearts wide open, Jesus, pouring out our worship on you because you deserve it, Jesus. We want to tell you, God, that yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever, Jesus. We sing this to you tonight.
Yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, yours is the glory, both now and forever. Open the heavens, pour out your spirit, Lord.
You're the only one worthy of the worship, Jesus.